Desai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Saram, dear listeners, greetings, a very good morning and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. Well, it's yet another beautiful Thursday and this is yet another segment of Service Love in Action. And with heartfelt gratitude to Bhagwan, myself Raghu and Brother Sunil, sign in for today's segment of Service Love in Action and we place our most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Well, the time right now in our studio is 5 minutes past 11 a.m. and it's 19th of December. Well, the Christmas season is on here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram and the ashram is being decorated everywhere by the devotees from the country Australia. So, on this joyous moment, dear listeners, we want you all also to join us in this occasion. As Swami often said, joy means Jesus, J, first, O, others next, and you yourself last. Well, so to join us in this occasion, please share with us the joy that you have experienced undertaking one spontaneous and beautiful act of absolute selfless service. It would also be wonderful if you decide to do such an act now and pen down for us how you felt translating into action that one pure thought. So what you'll do is just write or speak out your touching tale. If it is text, let it not be more than 300 words. Also, do send us a picture of the activity which you have undertaken and a picture of yours mentioning your name and country, and email us to h2h@radiosci.org with the subject of the mail as My Joy. Well, if it is audio or video, let the duration be maximum of 3 minutes and has the text, send it across to h2h@radiosci.org with the details of your name and country with the subject of the mail as My Joy. We will need your picture if it is only audio. So you can start sending it right now. We will continue to accept and publish your stories till January 7th, 2014. You can know more about this from our website, radiosci.org. We will continuously update our website page, adding all your heartfelt anecdotes of selfless love so that this joy for individuals of this planet. Well, dear listeners, in this segment, Service Love in Action, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. And we talk about the various service projects initiated by Bhagavan, such as the drinking water project, the Sri Satyasai Super Speciality Hospitals, the educational institutions, and inspired by these projects, the different activities taken up by devotees, wherever they are, in whatever capacity they can. So last week, if you are there with me, dear listeners, you will be aware that we started a virtual exploration of the telemedicine that Bhagwan Super Speciality Hospitals are providing. Telemedicine is a partnership between Baba's state-of-the-art Super Speciality Hospitals and the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, a cutting-edge trail that Sai Healthcare has been blazing quietly, sincerely, proficiently to save patients' time, money, and travel. So in this virtual journey of telemedicine last week, I had played for you a conversation that Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi had with Brother Jay Ganesh, who is a staff in Research Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, and he gave us an introduction about this program, telemedicine. So as we go on today, I'll be playing for you, as Brother Jay Ganesh said, that there are 2 centers as of now of this telemedicine in India, that is one in West Bengal, Barakpur, and the other in Bhubaneswar, Orissa. So today I'll be playing for you a conversation that Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi had with Dr. Anusuya Das, a medical doctor, and she spoke to us about her involvement with the Sri Satya Sai Telemedicine program in Bhubaneswar, Orissa.
I am Dr. Anusya Das. I was working as Joint Director of Health Services in the government of Orissa. I retired in 2001 and practically I was doing 2 years more services in the government only. After retirement, I'm in this working telemedicine center. I'm always in the organization, high organization since 80s. I've come to Prashanti very often and I used to come every year for the Prashanti November birthday health checkup, health camps. So since 2008, I'm involved in telemedicine and working as in charge of the doctor profession.
And in the telemedicine unit that you have at Bhubaneswar, how many personnel do you have? What's the composition?
We have a set of medical officers, around 5 persons are there working in telemedicine center. And for Seva work, there are around 6 to 7 persons. And Seva Dal worker who come and do the, all the sanitation work, coming to the talking to the patients, bringing them and helping them in need for registering all these things. There are around 22 ladies. They come on as per shift duty. Somebody on Friday, somebody on Wednesday, somebody
rotation.
On Friday, yes, rotation.
I see. And you have an IT person, I understand, and a medical officer.
Yes, yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah. IT person is the main because he works, all the information is sent by him. So one of the boys is employed there and he's working with us since 2010. Previously there was another boy, but this boy works since 2010.
So, did your medical staff in the team receive any training?
Yes, yes. Including me, 5 medical officers, we had gone to Bangalore in 2008.
Baba's Hospital,
yes, Baba's
Super Speciality.
Yes, Super Speciality mm-hmm. Hospital. And we were trained there for 5 days. We visited all the departments of the cardiosurgery and the neurosurgery, along with all the departments. And even we saw Baba's room, which was used by Baba when he was there, and the working pattern of the telemedicine center. And the previous to our Orissa, Barakpur, West Bengal, they had opened East Fast. So we communicated with them also. And with a lot of trials and errors, we established the center.
What is a typical session like? Can you walk us through an actual session?
Yes. At present, we are working on Tuesday for a follow-up cases of neurosurgery. And Friday, follow-up cases of cardiosurgery operated cases. So we have already given them information. And the super special hospital also talked to the patients. Ticket that they are supposed to go to this telemedicine center. They provide the phone number. So they know that our sessions are open on those days, and for registration they have to take prior appointment over phone. They know the phone numbers, and actually some also come directly hearing from other people. So by about 8 o'clock in the morning, patients gather. From 8 to 9 o'clock we register them, all the patients who come in a queue, whoever comes first, we register them, and they are in the waiting room. After that, we doctors come about 8:30, and we do Baba's puja first, and then we gather, patients also join us, and after that, we examine the patients. They are with their code numbers and the documents from the super specialist hospital already. So we examine, see their present status, why they have come with us, any investigations, if any, we document them, and their complaint, what medicines they are taking, those are very important. So present complaints and findings, examining them, findings and investigations, any, and what medicines they are taking. So with that, we register the patients. What happens after we register all the patients, they inform, they ask how many patients today you have. So we say, our IT person says, say 10 or 8 or anything like that, any new or old patients they mention. Then they say when session will actually start, because that depends on the availability of the doctor there in super specialist hospital. So they say within half an hour, within 10 minutes they would come. So after they are ready, when they come, they just ask us, can we start the session? So we keep our patients ready in queue. So when the session actually starts, the patient sits there, the doctor sits there, the IT persons are there, and one of the attendants of the patient also stands behind the patient. And actually what has happened, they can view it in their monitor whatever information we send. So what are the required informations? With that, they advise or ask them to come or ask for any investigations like that. That is the way how we start a session. And after that, they send all the information, whatever the findings, whatever their advice. They send the report in a PDF file. We download them. We enter on different statistics we maintain in different registers. We keep their documents from the patient's copies also. For every patient, we maintain a file. So those copies are maintained there. Then they take the advice paper. Then the patients go home.
So I guess you play a very vital role because you facilitate this whole process and you also communicate. Language is a barrier.
Yes, yes, that's the main thing. People are very happy because they were coming to the Super Specialist Hospital, Bangalore and Prasanthi. But after opening up the telemedicine center, they're very happy because they can communicate in their own language and they're very freely.
You have both the edges. You know the science, the medical science, and you know both languages. So
yes,
you play a very vital link.
I can talk many languages like Hindi, Bengali, English, and Oriya, Telugu even.
Wow, very impressive, doctor. Wonderful. Now, how do you create information about these sessions? Do you have a publicity program to create awareness?
Yes. Number one step is those patients who come to the super specialist hospital, in those places they inform them in their discharge summary. That is one. Number two, we have displayed the sessions on dates, working hours, etc. on the wall of the telemedicine center in front of that. Number three, we publicize in the local journals, Sanatana Sarathi in Oriya, in between, off and on, we publicize in the book. Number four, people are the main motivators. Whoever come, yes.
Word of mouth from the beneficiaries.
Yes, beneficiaries. They just spread the information that way. They keep coming to us.
It's a known fact that Odisha suffers from lack of good quality tertiary healthcare system. That's why we see a lot of patients coming to our super specialty hospitals from Odisha. And also the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization is very active and vibrant in that state. So tell us a little bit about the benefits to the patients in Odisha because it is a unique situation there.
Many patients are through the devotees who come over here. Those people who come as Baba's devotees, from them they listen that those are the specialist hospitals which give services for neurosurgery and cardiosurgery and other disciplines also. That way they keep coming. And in the local tertiary hospitals, the amount of money they need to spend is beyond their capability, expenditure capability. Many of them are really very poor. And even if who are middle class people also cannot afford that amount. So when they hear that services rendered here are given free, they always try to come over here and take up the services. And thirdly, then all feel if Baba gives us blessings, we will be cured. If Baba gives a look to our eyes, they get also cured. Miracles also, they listen. And mostly they come because they are not able to afford the money.
So poverty plays a very big role and actually works to their benefit only in this case, unfortunately. Which are some of the districts that the patients come from?
They come from all 30 district patients are supposed to come, but there are some districts very far away, like say Balangir and Gajapati and Raigada, Navarangpur. These are all distant, and Malkangiri, Koraput. There are very far for districts, places.
So they travel a long distance to even reach Bhubaneswar.
Those are the real districts from where people coming to us are very less in number. Because they are not approachable or they don't have the information, or maybe they are very nearer to Vizag. They must be going away to other places. Somehow coming, those districts coming to us are less. But other district people keep coming to us very
frequently. Now, as a medical professional who sees both sides, you're aware of what's happening at the back end. There's a back end hospital care and a front end hospital care, and you're familiar with both. What are your suggestions for improving this service further and developing it to the next stage?
Actually, we need a strong diagnostic lab with whom we can coordinate.
Like a tie-up in Bhubaneswar.
Tie-up in Bhubaneswar. Because for every investigations, they need to spend a lot, which many people are affording, many people feel it very difficult that way.
Whereas if when they do it in our hospital, it's all free.
It's all free. So for everything, for even MRI, a VCO, they feel it is better for us to go there and get it done. That way. So we need a very good hospital with whom we can make a tie, and diagnostic facilities for every little investigations. They spend a lot of money, and the labs take different costs from people. So we need a tie-up with them. And sometimes what happens, people are really sick, very serious, they need hospitalization. So we need to identify some medical hospitals with whom, if we send, they immediately admit them and treat. That also is a, we feel it's a need. And mostly we see that there are a lot of waiting patients for long, many years to get operated. So if that can be hastened up, people will be very much benefited.
Thank you very much, Dr. Anushriya Das, for sharing, giving us a real peek into what happens in Bhubaneswar.
Thank you, Madam. Sairam.
Sairam.
Sairam, dear listeners, so that was Dr. Anushriya Das, a medical doctor, and she spoke to us, as you heard, about how a typical day in the telemedicine center goes and about the involvement of the different volunteers in the program, and also how the beneficiaries, the patients, respond to this telemedicine program. So she was from Bhubaneswar, and she's heading the Sri Sathya Telemedicine Center at Bhubaneswar. Now next, after Dr. Anushriya Das, let's listen to Mr. Ramakant, who is the in charge of the Sri Sathya Telemedicine Center in Bhubaneswar, and he also speak to us about his involvement in this program.
My name is Ramakant Mishra. I am now in charge of telemedicine at Bhubaneswar Center.
Very nice. Sir, give us a run into what are some of the things involved in setting up a session.
Patients, first they come to our telemedicine center. We first make them sit comfortably. Then we have a registration form. It is specially designed for this. So we fill up all the detail particulars like height, weight, their address, their contact number, everything. After this registration, we send this registration form along with the patient to the doctors. So doctors, they evaluate what is actually the problem that they have to put up with the super specialty hospital. Then after the consultation, we send all these data after doctors evaluate the problems of the patients. We send everything to our super hospital, to either Puttaparthi or Bangalore. In Bangalore, we are having two, that is Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday for neurosurgery, Friday for cardiosurgery. And Puttaparthi, we have started very recently on 12th June 2013, only for cardiosurgery. After evaluating the patients, we send all the data to the hospitals. Their doctors see it, and when the doctors come for consultation, our doctor, along with the patient, they sit for the consultation with the doctors at the other end. After the teleconference is over, they send the prescription. What is to be done there, their comments, their prescription, they send.
She explained that process, but I'd like to hear from you. What are the various teams involved? There's the technical team, medical team, the sevadar. So can you talk of the various teams?
That is, one is doctor's team, that is headed by our doctor, Anushriya Das. Then one IT person is there, who looks after about the computers. And the sevadal, 5 to 6 sevadal, both ladies and gents.
Is there a part of the center that you have allocated specially for running the telemedicine program?
Yeah. We have two rooms. One is a waiting room. One is conference room. It is specifically for the teleconference only. It has been allotted by the Odisha Trust.
So, you're all members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of Odisha?
Yes.
Who work on
this
team?
Yes, yes. Actually, Dr. Bishi Das, who is overall in charge of this thing, he is the state coordinator of holistic health. So, any problem, I am to report him. He is Dr. Bishi Das. He is the dean of KIMS Medical College, Kalingal Institute of Medical Science at Bhubaneswar. So, he is actually the overall in charge. But I am running as a telemedicine in charge. I am looking after all these things, the comfort of patients, the day-to-day affairs I am looking after. So, about this rehabilitation, those who have operation, those who have done follow operation, they need to do this PTI and a test, and they have to take medicine regularly. So, we are trying to meet all the patients in Odisha and trying to find out if they are affording it or not. If they are very poor, they cannot afford, then our organization is taking off.
So, we pay for their medication also?
Medication and all that. But that is in process. We have not yet completed everything. We have taken few pockets. And the samiti there looking after it.
Very nice. Thank you very much,
that,
sir.
That is actually in the first, when All India President came in 2011, actually he pointed out this thing. Are you doing a rehabilitation program? At that time, we have just initiated it. So now we are in a better stage. But still the work is going on. Because to contact the patients, it is very difficult.
And then you have to make go through their prescriptions and study if they are taking the medication regularly and if they are able to afford it.
Yes.
And then you supply the medicines to them.
The center at that particular point, they take care of it. Dr. Anusha Das, that he referred that I was sitting there, we are tying up with some good patho labs. Because in Bhubaneswar, there are a number of labs, but the report coming is not, seems not correct. Madam has already talked to SRL laboratory. That report appears very perfect to the doctor. So we are asking the patient to go to SRL laboratory, and he has agreed for a concessional rate. So if they give the blood, then they can also, over telephone also, they can give the, what is the result, they can also. Within the conference, we can sort it out. They don't have to wait for another day for that.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, sir.
Saira.
So listeners, that was Mr. Ramakant Mishra, who is in charge of the Sai Telemedicine Center in Bhubaneswar, Orissa. Now after him, let's now hear from some of the patients, the beneficiaries, who are alive today only because of the Sri Satya Sai Telemedicine Center in Bhubaneswar, Orissa. Well, their gratitude for the gift of life that they have received due to Bhagwan's compassion brought them to our studio to share their stories. So let's listen to them.
Yeah, myself Bhanupata Patra. Here I am an engineering graduate. And now I'm preparing for master's and my current age is 25.
And where do you live, Bhanu Pratap?
Yeah, now I'm living in Bhubaneswar.
Bhubaneswar. So I believe you'd had quite a close shave with your health. What happened? Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was just kind of a miracle that in this year, 26th of Feb, I was going with my mother in my bike. So one bike has come and they tried to just pull out my mom's
purse.
Yeah, wallet. And because of this jerk, we just fell down. And suddenly, I was unconscious, even after wearing a helmet.
Oh, must have had a very serious head concussion or something.
Then they rushed me to the nearest hospital. But my mother was okay at the time. Then they took me to the hospital. Then they have just done the first aid. And then they asked to do me a CT scan, whether there is any blockage of blood, that things. And they found something, a white color in my report, that CT scan report. They found a white spot, very big spot.
Were you unconscious at that time?
No, I just came back after 5 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes.
And this was a hospital in Bhubaneswar?
Yeah.
A private hospital?
A private hospital. And they found a white color spot in my brain. And they was thinking that there are kind of swelling or whatever, just because of accident. Then I came back to my home. After that, my father was thinking that there might be something wrong. Then he asked me to do an MRI, that magnetic resonance. Mm-hmm. And they found that it's a kind of tumor. And it was such a big, that 5 centimeter or whatever like that, big. And then we are thinking that what to do. It's a brain tumor, means its cost is very high, as we know. But it is very difficult us to manage. So, in that case, whatever my relatives and teachers always, they known about this. And one of my teachers...
Known about what?
That my tumor.
Okay.
Yeah. Then one of my teachers in engineering college, and he was having the same problem. I asked him what has happened to you. He told me that I have got paralyzed in one side while teaching in college only. Then he asked me to you just go for our Satya Sai Seva in Bhubaneswar only. You just go and no need to see anywhere. And then after knowing all these matters that the tumor is in my brain, then I visited to nearest telemedicine center that is run by Satya Seva Samiti. And then only madam has done the preliminary checkup, and after that they have consulted to the by online to Bangalore hospitals, where they told me to you just come first to Bangalore Super Speciality Hospital.
So this happened, the accident happened in February of 2013.
Yeah, February.
And when did you have the telemedicine session?
Just after, right, 2 to 3 days after.
So again, February of 2013.
Yeah, February 2013.
And when did you come to Bangalore?
Then after 2 to 3 days, I came to Bangalore.
Very fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they asked me to that it is okay, we'll do it surgery, but you have to wait for 1 month. I told no problem, I'll wait. Then I went back to the Bangalore hospital. Then they have done surgery.
When was the surgery performed?
Yeah, it was April 26th.
2013?
Yeah, 2013.
And the tumor was removed?
Yeah, completely removed.
And how are you feeling now?
Yeah, nice, man. It is kind of miraculous. Doctor told me that it is very, you are lucky that you are having that grade 1 tumor. And there is no recurrence chance. And I think it's a kind of miracle, because in my standard 2 or 3, in summer vacation, while in my colony, near to my house, one building was there, government organization, that IDCO Tower. And in that first floor, in the Sunday it is closed totally. So one organization was there, Balvikas, that is run by our Satya Sai organization. I don't know, at that time I don't know what is this, what is going on there. But a few of my friends in my colony, in standard 2 only, they used to go in the morning and sitting there. Just I also went there, and what is going on, just they gave a diary to mention how many times you have lied, how many times here, and they gave a vibhuti, just sitting there and playing with each other. Just 4 to 5 times I have gone, then school again opened. Then that's all. That is the thing I have done in that Baba's organization, that I get back here.
So what was your experience like dealing with this telemedicine unit in Bhubaneswar, and then so quickly you were fast-tracked to our hospital in Bangalore? What was the experience like?
It is a very good experience that I have never experienced, ma'am. Such a fast and furious service I have never seen anywhere.
What did it cost you?
Nothing, not a single penny. But if I have done this in outside, I don't know what will the cost in lakhs or something.
And how are the doctors, the personnel you dealt with? Apart from money, I believe there are other things that matter in patient care when you're going through such a scary, dreadful operation. It's not only the fear of the big bill you have to pay. People are also very stressed about dealing with individuals who are like business-like. But how did you find our side doctors?
After seeing the doctors, I have never felt that it is a hospital. Seriously saying, it is kind of temple there. And doctors are just a priest. And they are dealing with such a friendly nature, we have never experienced something wrong. They are just like a god also. And telemedicine was very fine. First time I went visit nearest telemedicine center, I met Dr. Anusha Das. And she has done the checkup. She asked me what has happened, everything, very friendly. That was the first time I came to the hospital, means the first stage of hospitals, and it was very friendly with her. So, I remain grateful to her.
And to the founder, I suggest, of this whole healthcare system. So, you're a young man and you're going for your master's degree, and with God's grace, you're very healthy. You received a new gift of life. How are you intending to pay back to society?
Still, I have not think anything about society, but I am thinking about the organization, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I'll be able to do, I'll do.
So we look forward to seeing you in Sevadal in Puttaparthi often.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you
every
very
time.
Much, Bhanu Pratap. Thank you.
Yeah, ma'am. Thank you.
So that was a very grateful Bhanu Pratap Patra, who got a new lease of life only because of the telemedicine. So after Bhanu Pratap Patra, let's now listen to a couple of more beneficiaries of this telemedicine. But dear listeners, they'll be speaking in their native language, Oriya, and it will be translated after they speak by Dr. Anasuya Das.
Mora gharaya ke unzara? Jila ke unzara? Namala mara sadhu naik.
He is from Keunjhar district. His age is 45 and his village is Bartol.
Oh, badam chinna adam mill ekta yo choto mill achi gote. Ao kaju bepar kare mo sar bepar dana bepar.
He is doing business selling cashew nuts and food for the cows.
Ebe ode chatu farm beji.
Now he is doing mushroom business also.
Delhi Medicine Center mo aya jo operation pare jai ji bhuvan sir ta purbaru 1990 masar mo dhire dhire ye arambha hoitila o 90 masre amo treatment hoitin local treatment sebe ma amo gode goriba pila moya etole paisa tar abhav ru mo etole total dekhe pa na din bi doctor bi dekhe pa na din se local doctor jo medicine dutle se medicine khaila pare kit din kamme puni pade emiti gola aya 9-10 barsha 10 barsha pare pura serious hela. Serious thala 2000 masiya. 2000 masiya masiya kotaga. Kotaga aste pa ami modre paisa na thila. Kotaga dekhela pare sie modre amro gote Keunjhar doctor Rama Ramar Sadangi tanga na. Sie mod test korle. Test kori ya billa bikin kete dipa na 3-5 din jammi biki masini test kori ape. Test kore la pare sie koile tumara double bhal pa dita nashto hoye jai. Double bhal pa nashto ya ta pare sie koile kole dekhat me di eti operation hobo.
I am very poor. I have no money to spend. When I fell sick, I went to a local hospital where they detected that my two valves are lost and I need to spend 7 lakhs rupees for my treatment. And I am very poor. I didn't have money. So I was thinking what to do.
I am very poor. ताको पाव गर्नि छटिया खाइन भने हेतर मोर या ठोरु खाउ न होन तला सोई भी निदास न तला पुरा कासे भी जोर बडतला से कहले काई कांदु जो कोन गट कथा गट दुवडे साई हॉस्पिटल जा साई सोइतला ले हमरा से फ्री रे सब काम होई पड
एट दैट टाइम आई वाज हैविंग वेरी मच ब्रेथलेसनेस एंड वेरी मच डिफिकल्टी एंड आई डिडंट हैव फूड टू ईट आल्सो सो आई वाज वेरी मच इन स्ट्रेस. I met one of the Sai Sevaks in Katak who advised me to go to the Sai Baba's Medical College, Medical Hospital.
Tapare am Bhadra ani Sai Sangathan. Se bhai jane jao sahajya kale, tanku sangare dhari asili, Prashanti asili. Prashanti Hospital bhi allow kalane. Kale na tumar double valve pa nashto hoiji, ethi allow habane. Double valve pa ja rahi thebe, ethi hei pariba nahi.
I was detected to have lost my both the valves. So, with help of one of the Sai Sevak brother of Bhadrak district, I came to Prashanti. Prashanti also doctors denied to do operation because both my valves were lost.
Tapare amuse monagotle jiba ne gore. Mukhe nasi bhai bodo bhai koitle. Kal dekhiwa Sai Hospital didi amra Prashanti na hala. Aude Bangalore bi gote hospital achi. Setting na me jibu. সেটি তারপরে আগ নিশ্চয় নাই করতে জবরদস্তি মু টিকেট কাটি পড়েন পড়েলা পরে সেটি আটি মিছ করতে পড়লা 1992 মাসের যে রিপোর্ট ছিল সে ডবল ভাল্ব নষ্ট হওয়ার রিপোর্ট নছিল ସେ ଖାଲି କ୍ୟାଲସିୟମ ଜାମ ହେବାର ଗୋଟେ ରିପୋର୍ଟ ଥିଲା ଆଜ୍ଞା ସେଠି, ସେଇ ରିପୋର୍ଟ ଆଲାଉ କରି ମୁଁ ପଶି ନିଆଯାଏ ଭିତରେ।
Then I went to Bangalore hospital because others told there is another hospital also in Bangalore run by Sathya Sai organization. So I went there, showed my report and I got admitted in this hospital.
Basila pare tabara test challa, test challa pare ekoi din se de rahe duniya test kale, aji ota test hoba, di din pare ota hoba, char din pare hoba, emdi lagila ekoi din pare mat kale ota operation hoba, mugi nay operation pai se amara jo doctor mane kale ତିଆରି ଆସିଥାନ୍ତା ଅପରେସନ ପାଇଁ ମୁଁ ଆଜ୍ଞା ତିଆରି ହେଇକି ଆସିଛି, ସେତେବେଳେ ଆମର ଖାଇବା ପିଇବା ପୁରା କଣ୍ଟାସ ମାନେ ହେଇଯାଇଥାଏ, ଚାଲି ପାରୁନଥା ପୁରା, ମୋତେ ସାଙ୍ଗ ଯିଏ ନେଇକି ଯାଇଥିଲା ସେ ଧରି ଧରି ଚାଲିକି ନେବାକୁ ପଡ଼ିବେ। ତାପରେ ସେମାନଙ୍କ ଟେଷ୍ଟ କଲେ, ଟେଷ୍ଟ କରିକି ତାପରେ ରଖିଲେ ଏକୋଇଶ ଦିନ ପରେ ଗଲେ ତୁମର ଅପରେସନ ହେବ, ମୁଁ ନ୍ୟାୟ ଅପରେସନ ହେବ, ଯାହା ବାବାଙ୍କର ଆସିବା ଥିବ ଯାହା ବାବା ତା ହେବ। ତାପରେ ସେ କଲେ ଏନ୍ଜିଓଗ୍ରାଫରେ ଏହା ସକ୍ସେସ ହେଲା, ସେ ଏନ୍ଜିଓଗ୍ରାଫରେ ସକ୍ସେସ ହେଲା ପରେ କହିଲେ 10 ବର୍ଷ ପାଇଁ ଏବେ ତୁମର ସୁସ୍ଥ ସବଳ ରହିପାରିବୁ।
So in Bangalore hospital, they admitted me and then did all the investigations for a period of 21 days. After that, they admitted me and told for an operation. I was ready. I was very thin and not able to walk even at that stage. But they operated and they did an angioplasty. They told I will be all right for 10 years.
After a year, 2 years, I will test it. ଗଲା ପରେ ମୋର ଗୋଟେ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କ ପ୍ରତି ପୁରା ଆସିଗଲା, ବିଶ୍ୱାସ ଆସିଗଲା ପରେ ମୁଁ ପରିଶ୍ରମ କରି ଛୋଟିଆ ମନ୍ଦିର ଖଣ୍ଡେ କରିଛି।
ସୋ ଆଫ୍ଟର ଦାଟ ଆଇ କିପ୍ କମିଂ ଫର ଅଫିନ ଚେକଅପ୍ ଏଟ୍ ଦି ଇଣ୍ଟରଭାଲ ଅଫ୍ 1 or 2 years ଆଣ୍ଡ ଆଇ ଗଟ୍ ସୋ ମଚ୍ ଇନଭଲ୍ଭ ୱିଥ୍ ଅର୍ଗାନାଇଜେସନ୍। ଆଇ ହାଭ୍ ଡନ୍ ଏ ସ୍ମଲ୍ ଟେମ୍ପଲ ଇନ୍ ମାଇ ଭିଲେଜ୍ ଟୁ ୱର୍ଶିପ୍ ଭଗବାନ ବାବା।
10 ବର୍ଷ ପରେ ଟେଷ୍ଟ କରିବା ପାଇଁ ପୁଣି ବାଙ୍ଗାଲୋର, ବର୍ଷ ଗଲା ପରେ ସିଏ କହିଲେ ଦେଖ ଭାଇ ତୁମର ଗୋଟେ ବଡ଼ ଅପରେସନ ହେବ, ତିଆରି ହେଇକି ଆସିଥିଲା, ମୁଁ ନ୍ୟାୟ ତିଆରି ହେଇକି ଆସିଛି। ସେବେ ନେଇକି ଯାଇଥିଲି ଗୋଟେ ପେସେଣ୍ଟ ବି ସାଙ୍ଗ ନେଇକି ଯାଇଥିଲି, ତାର ବି ଏଇଟା ଟିକେ ହଉଥିଲା, ତାକୁ 60 ବର୍ଷ ରୁଦ୍ଧ ଅଛି, କହିଲେ ନାଙ୍କର ଅପରେସନ ହେଇପାରିବନି। ସେ ମେଡିସିନ ଦେଇକି ମୋ ସହିତ ବିଦା କରିଦେଲେ, ମୋତେ କହିଲେ ତୁମର ବି ବଡ଼ ଅପରେସନ ହେବ। ମୁଁ ନ୍ୟାୟ ତିଆରି ହେଇକି ଆସିନି, ସେ ମୋତେ 3 ମାସ ଟାଇମ୍ ମାଗି ଆସିଥିଲି। 3 ମାସ ପରେ ଗଲା ପରେ ତାପରେ ଆଉ ଗୋଟେ ଏନ୍ଜିଓଗ୍ରାଫ ହେଲା, ଏନ୍ଜିଓଗ୍ରାଫ ପରେ ଓପନ୍ ହାର୍ଟ ସର୍ଜରୀ ହେଇଛି।
ଟେଲିମେଡିସିନ କେବେ ଆସିଲ?
ସେ ଅପରେସନ ପରେ ଆସିଥିନି, 6 ମାସ ପରେ ଆସିଥିନି ଭୁବନେଶ୍ୱର। ଭୁବନେଶ୍ୱର ଆଜ୍ଞା ସବୁ ଦେଖିଲେ, ଦେଖିଲା ପରେ ସେମାନେ କହିଲେ ଏ ଯୋଉ ଆପଣଙ୍କର ତ ସିରିୟସ ଅପରେସନ, ଯଦି ତୁମର କଣ ମୋର ଆଜି ସାରି ବି ଏଟା ଟିକେ ଦରଜ ରହୁଛି, ଆଉ କିଛି ପ୍ରୋବ୍ଲେମ ନାହିଁ, ଖାଲି ଟିକେ ଦରଜ ରହୁଛି।
So I was going to Bangalore off and on for about period of 10 years. Then they told, already there is a telemedicine center in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. Now you can go over there. So after my operation, I used to go to telemedicine center Bhubaneswar and get consulted from there.
ତାପରେ ଗନି ବାଙ୍ଗାଲୋର ଗନି, ଆଉ ବାଙ୍ଗାଲୋର ଟେଷ୍ଟ କଲା ପରେ ବର୍ଷକୁ ଥରେ ନା ଯାଇତେ ପଡୁଛି, 2 ବର୍ଷରେ ଥରେ ଯାଇତେ ପଡୁଛି, ଆଉ ଏବେ ଯାଇଥିନି, ବର୍ଷେ ପୂର୍ବରୁ ଯାଇଥିନି, ଆଉ ଯାଇନାହିଁ।
So I got my valve treated also there and I keep consulting at 1 year interval from telemedicine center to Bangalore.
Local medical sabu test karchi 2 masare 3 masare 5 masare lok kata achi ha fayda to mila hai kharcha ya bus ama local bus bhi aschi bus re asina 200 to 300 bhitare kharcha bhi aijibo।
So previously I used to go to Bangalore and spend around some thousands money, which is 5,000 to 6,000 for one of the visits. But now after the telemedicine is opened, I come from a village at the expenses of 200 to 300 rupees per visit. So in that way I am very much benefited by the telemedicine center.
Umesh Chandra Oja, 24, Bhadrak, Odisha, Obonia.
My name is Umesh Chandra Oja. I am 24 years old. I am from Bhadrak district, Bonia block.
Mora jana padela patha padu guru patha khelibara doribara chalibara dhonsei pade jana padela mora heart problem achi sethi pai doctor ko Katak medical store dekheli echo test kali ହାର୍ଟର ହୋଲ ଅଛି, ଅପରେସନ କରି ଟେଲିମେଡିସିନ ଆସିଲି।
ହି ଇଜ୍ ଟେଲିଂ ହି ୱାଜ ହେଭିଂ ହାର୍ଟ ପ୍ରୋବ୍ଲେମ, ବ୍ରେଥଲେସନେସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ପେନ୍ ଇନ୍ ଚେଷ୍ଟ। ହି ୱାଜ ଡିଟେକ୍ଟେଡ ଇନ୍ ଦ କଟକ ମେଡିକାଲ କଲେଜ ୱିଥ ହେଲ୍ପ ଅଫ୍ ଏ ସାଇ ସେବକ। ହି କେମ୍ ଟୁ ବେଙ୍ଗଲୋର ହସ୍ପିଟାଲ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହି ୱାଜ ଆସ୍କ ଟୁ ୱେଟ ଫର 1 ମନ୍ଥ Then again he went with all investigations done. He got operated. After operation he stayed for 15 days and then he was discharged home. And for subsequent visits he took the help of telemedicine. তুমি যেতেবেলে টেলিমেডিসিন কু আসিল তুমি দেখা হল তুমি সেটি বেঙ্গালোর হসপিটাল ডাক্তার মানুষ দেখিপারুল তুমি নিজকে টিভি দেখিপারুল সেবে তুমি কেমন খুশি লাগুছিল কেমন আনন্দ লাগুছিল
ভাল লাগুছিল টেলিমেডিসিন আসি দেখিলে বেঙ্গালোর কম্পুটর দ্বারা দেখিলে ডক্টর মানুষ পচারে রোগটা ঠিকসে অছি কি নাই পচারে মানে ভাল অছি এই রোগটা পুরা সম্পূর্ণ ভাল অছি আউ বেঙ্গালোর যাওয়া দরকার নাই ভুবনেশ্বর টেলিমেডিসিনের চেকআপ করা আসবু
তো বাপা মা কোন করছেন পচারছেন
বাপা সাহ কাম করতে আর চাষি বিলবাড়ি কাম করতে
ফার্মার এন্ড হি ইজ ডুইং সাম আইরন ওয়েল্ডিং ওয়ার্কস এটসেট্রা ফাদার
সরি
সো ডিয়ার লিসনার্স ইউ হার্ড টু এ কাপল অফ বেনিফিশিয়ারিজ who got a new lease of life only because of the telemedicine center at Bhubaneswar, Orissa, and they spoke to us, as you heard, in their native language, Oriya, but it was translated by Dr. Anusuya Das. Now, further, Dr. Anusuya Das gives us a few statistics, like the number of patients who come there, the number of neurology cases, cardiology cases, etc., etc. So let's listen to
In the telemedicine center of Bhubaneswar, we have started from the 2009. Till date, we have taken the statistics very nicely. Lot of records are maintained, individual files are maintained. One of our colleagues, Dr. Raghunath Sabat, is doing lot of work for maintaining these statistics. So, individually, in neurosurgery cases, totally we have already seen 1,081 cases who have come very often. Number of patients are only 1,081 in neurosurgery, but for different time visits, they have come many times, consultation. And similarly, for cardiosurgery cases, follow-up cases, total number have come 1,482. And total neurosurgery and cardiosurgery follow-up cases, 2,563 patients have come, but they keep on coming often. From 2009 to 2013, last month, these are the number of patients which I have mentioned, they have come. And we have taken different statistics likely, say, in cardiosurgery patients, the patients having coronary artery diseases, total we have taken out, the patients having rheumatic heart disease, and the patients having chronic heart disease, all total we have taken, and all age-wise, district-wise, everything is maintained very nicely in our institution. So, in long run, maybe there will be a time will come when researchers or internists or anybody interested in finding this statistics may visit to our institution, and they will be very helpful for any research work. This is a fine thing which you have maintained in our institution.
Saram, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. This is the Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Well, the time right now in our studio is 11:50, and it's a fine day here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. So till now, dear listeners, you heard the virtual exploration of the frontier of telemedicine, of the frontier of medicine at Bhagwan Baba's super specialty hospitals, that is the telemedicine. In fact, this virtual exploration is going on from last week and it will continue also in the next week also. So in today's episode, you heard we explored the telemedicine center at Bhubaneswar, Orissa, which is one of the telemedicine centers, and there is one more center that is at Barakpur, West Bengal, and that's for next week. So as we go on in today's segment of Service Love in Action, for the next half of this segment, I have got a conversation that I recorded a couple of days back with Mr. Naveen Sharma. and he is from Gurgaon, and he is a science graduate working as manager production with an MNC, and he spoke to us about the medical camp which is organized every first and third Sunday of every month in Gurgaon, and he has got many nice incidents which he wants to share and which he has shared with us. So let's listen to Mr. Navin Sharma.
Saram sir, greetings and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studio.
Sai Ram Raghu, thank you so much.
Swami has often said in his divine discourses, Manava Seva is Madhava Seva, that is, service to man is service to God.
Correct.
In fact, he has not only said, but throughout his earthly sojourn, he has lived it and he has started many service projects for the benefit of the mankind, that is, the free super specialty hospitals,
right,
drinking water projects, the free educational institutions. So inspired by this, we have named this segment as Service Love in Action.
Very nice.
And in this segment, we talk about the various service projects initiated by Bhagavan, and also inspired by this, the various service activities taken up by Swami's devotees, wherever they are, in whatever capacity they can. So today I want you to speak about the service activities in which you are involved. So you coordinate the follow-ups of medical cases in the medical camps being held on 1st and 3rd of every month in Gurgaon, right?
1st and 3rd Sundays.
Ah, 1st and 3rd Sundays, yeah. Your pardon, yeah.
Correct.
And you have written a beautiful article on one of the cases that you have seen in the medical camp,
yes,
where divine intervention is seen. The very nice story of Sukhdev.
Yes.
So let's begin with that story, sir.
Okay. If I start with, it was sometime in the month of May, when we were about to wind up one of our medical camps on a Sunday, when this Sukhdev, he's a 19-year-old boy, walked in with his mother. And then, because doctors had left by then, but still we took the number of Sukhdev.
Mm.
And in the preceding week, we got in touch with him, took him to a physician. Sukhdev had a swollen neck. It was a very swollen neck, and he was in absolute pain. He suspect that he is having TB, for which he took medicine some year or ago, and then he stopped. But this pain has not gone. So this physician in turn suggested us that we should see a surgeon, because this requires a surgery. So when we went to the surgeon said, yes, he is having some lumps in his neck, which need to be removed surgically. And so we agreed upon, so the date was fixed, his operation done, and three lumps were removed from his neck. They were as big as the size of a table tennis ball.
Mm.
So, and his pain gone. So we thought that work done. He is not feeling any pain, so the lumps have been taken out. But the surgeons said that though he suspected to be a resistant tuberculosis case, but still it is good that if he sends the sample for a biopsy.
Yes.
So it was sent for biopsy. But when the biopsy report came, it showed that it is not TB, it is Hodgkin lymphoma,
okay,
which is a type of cancer.
Yes.
So then, again, we started praying to Bhagwan, so to lead us forward. And the surgeon said that you need to consult an oncologist. So in Gurgaon, we were there. So we went to an oncologist. The first condition oncologist put on us was that she requires two tests. First one was IHC, which is called immunohistochemistry, and then another, a whole body PET scan, to ascertain like what stage cancer it is. Only then the treatment can start. So for IHC, we checked up, it was costing around 12,000 rupees, because it was an 8-marker test. So every marker, they said, is going to cost 1,500 rupees, so 12,000 on IHC. So we went to Max Hospital in Gurgaon. And the lady at the reception, we narrated that this is how we have found the boy, this is how we do the camp. And believe me, the moment they listen to Satya Sai Seva organization, something triggers in them.
Mm.
And that girl at the reception, without taking any consent from anybody, she said, don't worry sir, we are going to give you 50% discount on your total bill. So we gave the sample for IHC. So around 4 days it took for the IHC sample to come. And then the second requirement was a PET scan, a whole body PET scan. So we checked up in Delhi NCR. Anywhere it was costing between 27,000 to 35,000 rupees. So meanwhile, somebody told us that at AIIMS, it is going to cost 8,000 rupees in AIIMS, Delhi. Mm. So we got ourselves registered there, thinking that it will be done in 8,000 rupees. But as we got registered, and later we came to know that there is a 4-month waiting time for a PET scan at AIIMS, because the number of patients were so big there.
Yes.
And we didn't know whether we would be in a position to wait for 4 months, because now we know that he is carrying cancer. And he says it has been more than a year or so where like he was taking treatment for. So we went to Fortis Hospital. There we met their nuclear medicine head, Dr. Ishita Sen, and narrated the whole story. Hmm. Like how we have found the boy, the Satyasai Seva organization, we organized medical camps, everything. In detail we told her. Same thing. The effect happened on her also. Mm. She said, don't worry, I am going to do the PET scan right here in this facility. It is one of the best hospitals in Gurgaon at the moment, Fortis Hospital. She was asking ourselves, like, okay, tell how much I should charge for this. So we said, it is on you to tell. She said, is 15,000 okay? Mm. So we said, we cannot say anything. It is all up to you. Mm. So she said, don't worry. You bring the boy tomorrow and I'll charge only 10,000 rupees.
Okay.
So we agreed upon. So 10,000 rupees, PET scan done in the best of the machines, and it revealed that Sukhdev is carrying stage 1 cancer. It is only in the neck region and has not traveled to the other parts of the body. Again, we went to the oncologist, and now the oncologist said it will require 4 chemotherapy cycles.
Okay.
That means 8 sittings, like 2 sittings make 1 cycle, that way. And again, the cost factor came, and the best cost we got was 15,000 rupees per chemotherapy cycle. So that worked to some 60,000 rupees. And then she said, because chemotherapy to this 19-year-old boy, so he will require very good diet supplement also. So you be ready for that extra cost on his diet, which we'll have to put. So we worked out everything, so it was coming around at some 90,000 rupees. And I was in my office, one of my Sevadal member called me up, because we were in the process of looking for the best price we can get. So she said, we have tried everywhere, so the cost of chemotherapy per cycle remains 15,000 rupees. And as I was talking on the phone, my landline phone, my laptop screen got blank for a while.
Hmm.
It remained idle, so that screensaver of Swami's screensaver came on the screen. And as I put the phone down, I remember that was 17th of July. I was looking at the screen, conversing with Bhagwan. I said, now from where to raise 90,000 rupees for this boy? Immediately a thought flashed past my mind. You do Google search for good oncologist in Gurgaon.
Okay.
Hmm. And I never ignore such thoughts, because I always take it while conversing that it is Bhagwan's instruction. Yes. In some way or other. I immediately did. Same word I typed on my laptop, it was good oncologist in Gurgaon. Whole listing on the Google. The first name was Dr. Savita Cancer Care Center with a mobile number. I called up that number. Then and there, it was afternoon of 17th of July. And the female voice on the other side, I said, this is Dr. Savita. She said, yes. Then I said, will you please listen to me for 2 minutes? So she said, okay. And she was very kind in allowing me to speak for 2 minutes. And in 2 minutes, I narrated everything. Satyasai Seva Organization, medical camps, Sukhdev, IHC, PET scan, everything I narrated. She said, don't worry. I'm a doctor at LNJP in Delhi, which is Loknayak Jayaprakash Narayan Hospital. It's a government hospital in Delhi. And you bring him to us, and he said this 19th of July is a Friday, which is my OPD day. So you bring this boy to me. So then I again asked her, because a government hospital, so should we come very early in the morning to get ourselves registered in?
Hmm.
Because it's a task to get yourself registered in a government hospital. She said, nothing doing. You come straight to my office, room number 124, gate number 3, LNJP hospital. You come straight to Dr. Savita.
Hmm.
You ask for Dr. Savita. Then I asked her, how much it is going to cost? She said, don't worry about cost, you come. So 19th July, Friday, we went there in the morning at 9 as she suggested us. By 9:30, the registration work was done. And at 11:30, Sukhdev was getting his first chemotherapy.
Mm.
And in between, they told us that these 2 injections are not available. So please get them from outside market. We went to the outside medical shop, got those two injections, and they had them, the first chemo cycle. The cost on us was 1140 rupees.
Okay.
That was what we paid for those two injections.
Mm.
And that was how his first setting went through. Instead of 15,000, it was 1140. And then we came home, and as our practice is, we circulated this amongst our group, that this case has been started now, and we are looking for some expenditure the way we do it. And in between, somebody led us to a drug controller. Somebody from our group said that he knows a drug controller. So we were put him to the drug controller. He in turn put us to a drug distributor. And this drug distributor, when he came to know about our case, and the boy from where we have found, he said, I'm letting you know a chemist shop number. So he just go to that chemist shop. I have instructed him, as long as this chemotherapy process goes, you take all the injections which you require from this store. And we are not going to charge you anything.
Okay.
So this 12th November, all the 8 cycles of Sukhdev got over. And the cost of chemotherapy still remains 1140 rupees. And as I was walking to the studios today, I just came to know that doctor has suggested for another PET scan so that they can do a comparison. So again, we have gone to same Dr. Ishita Sen at Fortis. And we have told her that we again require a PET scan. And she was so happy that we have again come back to her. And she has given us a date for tomorrow. This is Saturday.
Okay.
And she has also told us on the phone that this time I'm not going to charge anything for this PET scan. So Sukhdev is going to have a final PET scan tomorrow. And that will be again free of cost. So this is how Bhagwan works. Like, he's all merciful.
Very nice. When I'm listening to this, the thought that comes to me is what Swami has often said, that what we need is good intention and the correct attitude to do service.
Very right.
Money will never be a problem.
Yes.
When we do the service.
Yes. See, 90,000 and 1140. 1140 is the total cost on chemotherapy till date for us.
So in this medical camp, you may be coming across many such incidents where you have seen divine interventions.
Oh,
can you share a few more?
Oh, yes. One such case comes to my memory immediately. This was in the month of last year, November. And one of the camp, a boy came to us. He was 21 years of age. His name is Ravi. He's married. When he came to us, he was holding his left leg in his hand.
Okay.
So the doctors told us to open this wound of his, the bandage which he had put with all the clothes, and later he had put a bandage over his wound. When we opened up, his tibis is the strongest bone of the body which joins the knee to the ankle.
Okay.
His tibis was broken from the center. And it had a deep wound, and pus was oozing out like anything from his wound. So we came to know that some 10 months back, he met with an accident. He was a construction laborer. He was coming back from some job late in the night when some car hit him. And the police wala, they took him to the civil hospital. There they operated upon him, put the rod inside, and then later after 6 months, they took the rod out. But when he came to us, it was in a bad shape, his left leg. So we did the bandage first. There the doctor said, in the camp said that it requires a very long follow-up. So very next day, I remember, we took him to an orthopedic doctor. He saw it and he said that there are very less chances of this limb surviving, because already his bones have died, and the pus which was there for all these months has this has spoiled the bone. And now there is no way out other than amputation. That is all. And in fact, Ravi told that had it not been for this medical camp, he was already finalized for an amputation at a government hospital, and he was about to go. When he came to know about our camp, he came to our camp. Otherwise, he would have gone to that government hospital for an amputation. So this orthopedic surgeon also suggested that there is a surgery possible, but it's going to cost around 1.75 lakhs. And he said, even if you manage this amount, but still I can tell you that the chances of limb surviving are 50-50%. So, but we kept praying to Bhagwan and kept pursuing, kept consulting more orthopedic surgeon. And during this period, the month of whole of December and January, every second day he used to call this boy Ravi. Meanwhile, we started supplementing him with the high protein diet and a fresh bandage we used to do every second day. And we also started giving Vibronics to him. We have a few of our Sai devotees in Gurgaon who practice vibronics.
Mm.
And we also found this vibronics is helping him. Its pain has gone down. And at the same time, we were also looking for some good orthopedic doctors. I remember I came to Parthi on 28th of January this year. It was a Monday here. And I got a phone call from one of our Sai boy from Delhi who is into health ministry. And so we are following up with him so that if he has some source in being in Ministry of Health, so that if he can find some good doctor in Delhi or NCR, anywhere in the NCR, so that we can take Ravi there. It was a Monday. He called me up and they said that we have found a doctor, so this coming Wednesday, you please take Ravi to so-and-so doctor in Delhi. I told this boy, he is Madhavan. I told him, Madhavan, I am in Puttaparthi.
Mm.
He said, I am also in Parthi.
Okay.
So I said, where are you? He said that I had come to Chennai for some personal work, so I had come to Parthi. So we both met at the Ganesh Gate later. And then finalized, I told him that this Wednesday is not possible because I am leaving on Tuesday, day after. So you please arrange it for next Wednesday, the first week of Feb. So it so happened. 29th January I left Parthi. 31st morning I reached Gurgaon. I went straight to my office there. My office starts at 8:30. I was so happy that at least now we have some news to give to Ravi that we have found a doctor and we are going to go there on this coming Wednesday. As I was thinking of calling him at around 8:35, the phone started ringing and it was showing Ravi. Ravi was calling my number. I disconnected. I again connected. I spoke to him and straight away I told everything that Ravi, a doctor has been found in Delhi. So next Wednesday we are going to go there. Everything I narrated. When I narrated, he was quiet and then he said, brother, actually I was calling you to tell that in this morning Sai Ram came in my dream.
Mm.
And he said, Ravi, get up, you have to go to hospital. And I told him that I cannot go, I cannot walk. He said, nothing doing, just get up. And he held my hand and I stood up and I was walking along with him.
Mm.
And he was wearing the orange robe, the photograph which you have given me. The same orange color robe he was wearing. So then I told him, exactly this is going to happen on this Wednesday. We are indeed going to hospital. And Swami has fixed up an interview an appointment with a doctor. So first Wednesday, we went. You won't believe, we have seen that wound with our own eyes, that broken tibis.
Yes.
The doctor, Mr. Mittal, he is a very senior orthopedic doctor in NDMC hospital in New Delhi. He checked up the wound and he tried to twist his leg. And he told us that this bone has already started joining.
Wow.
So immediately it took me less than a second to realize when this has happened. It happened during the dream when Swami came to him. He instructed him to walk. So he said, I'm not going to do anything. Now you promise me that you will do what I tell you for at least 6 months from now. So from where you have come, again, we told that we have come from Gurgaon. He said, but you will have to bring him every fortnight to Delhi, at least 6 months. So we agreed to. We said, okay. He said, I'm just putting the cast and I'm creating a window in the cast where this wound is.
Mm.
So every second day, a special bandage, he suggested us that this special bandage is to be put on the wound and do as I suggest. And these medicines, he wrote some good medicines also. Follow this medicine, high protein diet to be supplemented. And then every fortnightly you have to come to me and do as I suggest. We continued, we followed this for 6 months. Every fortnightly we used to take Ravi to NDMC hospital. And after 6 months when the cast was removed, the wound had healed during this period. Every second day our Sevadal used to go and put a fresh bandage to him. And a high protein diet supplement also was given to him. And Vibronics also at the same time. And when after 6 months the cast was taken off, an x-ray done, x-ray revealed that bone has healed.
Mm.
The wound has dried up completely. But the doctor suggested that I'll still put a PTB brace so that still at least for 4 months, let him use this PTB brace so that the body weight is shared by a PTB brace and let him walk now. Mm. And he instructed him, just walk. Don't have any worries, any fear. Start walking. Your leg is fine now. So he indeed started walking, Ravi. And meanwhile, he was from a village in Bihar. Around 4 months back, he went to Bihar for some work in his village.
Hmm.
And this 26th November, he called me up and I was leaving Gurgaon for some work. He said, "Brother, I have just called you to tell that I have been blessed with a son also."
Okay.
And I have placed Swami's photograph next to my son's bed.
Mm.
And he keeps staring at Swami's photograph.
Mm.
So this is how Bhagwan in his mercy is all care for us children.
Yes, very nice.
Yes.
Wherever good work is done, his unseen hands are always seen. In fact, Lord has said that wherever my glory is sung, I manifest there.
Oh, yes.
And his glory is sung in the form of serving the society.
Correct. Very right.
So now, let's talk about these medical camps. Let's go back to the very beginning. So this medical camp is held first and third Sunday of every month.
Yeah.
So from when this has been happening? When it all started?
This started last October. Actually, our Delhi NCR organization, we got a mobile lab. The Delhi organization, it's a Bajaj Tempo traveler bus, has been converted into a mobile lab. So you can have all the blood tests done inside the lab within a few minutes, and a few other clinical tests also. So it was then that we started doing organized medical camps in slum areas.
So please tell about this mobile lab. What it is? Is it like a bus which we have here at Prashant Nilayam?
It is a bus which is a Bajaj Tempo traveler model, has been converted into a lab.
So what all it has got inside?
You can do all the clinical tests. You can do TLC. You can check for platelet count. Mm. You can check for hemoglobin. You can do other clinical tests as well.
X-ray, blood test.
X-ray, yes, correct. When we started this medical camp, we knew that there would be many cases of X-ray and ultrasound coming up. So we got a tie-up with an hospital. It is Umkal Hospital in South City, Gurgaon, who have got into a tie-up with us. Like, they allow us 5 X-rays a month free of cost.
Okay. Mm. It's a private hospital.
It's a private hospital, so 3 ultrasounds free of cost.
Mm.
So any X-ray beyond 5 in a month, we need to pay, and that even in that there is a discount of 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, because we knew besides this clinical test, we would be requiring an X-ray and at least an ultrasound, and in some cases scans also.
Yes.
So we got the tie-up with that hospital. So that completes our test, because it comes very handy for the physician or for the doctor in the camp to diagnose what it is. They prefer having some test backup before prescribing medicines for the patients.
So with this mobile medical lab.
Yes.
So every first and third Sunday, where do you go? So which village? Is there anything specific?
See, what we do is we work in slums, like area which are occupied by this underprivileged people. So every alternate Sunday we go to this camp. We started with an Indira Awas slum area, which was housing some 1,000 hutments.
Mm.
So we continue, because that was a big hutment, so every first and third Sunday we used to attend in that area itself.
Okay.
Then later we ventured out to other areas.
Mm.
And then some two small areas in Gonagua. One was some Shamja, Jhuggi Jhopri cluster, and then another in DLF phase 3. So alternatively, first and third Sunday we were doing it. And now from 15th December, we are again venturing out to a very big slum,
mm-hmm.
which is in close to Sector 5 of Gurgaon. So from 15th of December, we would be going there.
So how many volunteers joins every session? Doctors, paramedicals?
Every medical camp, we have a team of doctors, at least two of them. And then we have a trained people. A few of them, they have their own chemist shop. They come to us to assist in distributing medicines. Then we have a whole lot of sevadal managing the people who come to the camp. And side by side, we also give Vibronics also.
Mm.
And then when we go to such slums, our Mahila Sevadal, they do Bal Vikas for the children who are there
okay.
in the slum. So side by side, Bal Vikas class also we do.
So can you share with us the schedule, how it all happens that day?
Medical camp? Yes. For us, it starts at 9, though the camp is from 10 to 12. But for us, it starts at 9 to organize the medical camp. We wait for this mobile bus to come. It comes from Delhi to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then to arrange the medicines, to arrange for the doctors. Like every medical camp, it has so happened now. The moment people realize that there is no selfish interest involved,
yes.
they very readily join.
Mm-hmm.
It is no more our camp now. It is very much their camp. They eagerly wait for us. The moment we reach, they all rush to our cars to take out the medicine boxes, to take out the tables and chairs from the bus when it comes, and they themselves organize. They will put everything nicely. They will clean the area. Everything they do themselves. During that Bal Vikas session, we do bhajans also.
So from last year, October, it's happening every month.
Two camps, yeah.
Yeah, for about a year right now.
Yeah, more than a year.
So can you share some more transformations that you have seen in the slum people, the beneficiaries?
Transformation, Raghu, I believe happens at different levels. Mm. Like it is, one is that individual's transformation, which is heart to heart between him and Bhagwan, which is not visible to us, or which comes to our notice off and on when he mentions, like this boy Ravi mentioning that I have kept a Swami's photograph.
Correct.
Transformation which has happened within him, he knows that Swami's photo is to be kept next to his newborn baby. So that is one which comes to us only when shared. Like Sukhdev once shared this, after his first chemo cycle, he said, I was not able to sleep.
Mm.
And it was 1:30 in the night. And he says, suddenly I was chanting Bhagwan's name and I saw a form coming to me.
Uh-huh.
Now he shared this with me. He said, I saw a dark form coming to me and it sat near me and it caressed me and I slept.
Mm.
And then he says, Bhaiya, next afternoon I got up at 1:30. So this is one transformation which is happening within an individual from heart to heart level. And then second is which is visible to us. Like in case of Ravi, he later told that I used to drink. But since this has happened, I had completely stopped.
Oh, that's nice.
I had completely stopped and he says that I vow now that all my life I am not going to touch liquor. He on his own he was coming and telling us. We didn't ask him. And that this is one transformation. And the third is seeing such cases. I have noticed people outside the part of the society are getting transformed, as in case of Sukhdev. Sukhdev's mother worked as a maid in an uptown residential apartment. And 2 months back, one gentleman came to us and he said that I have come from that apartment where Sukhdev's mother worked.
Mm-hmm.
Because this word spread there also in their apartment that Sukhdev was carrying cancer, is getting treated. Satya Sai Seva organization is helping him. They are not charging him anything. It's all done free of cost. So this gentleman came and introduced us himself that I am Anuj. I am an architect by profession. And like I was longing to do such seva for very long.
Mm.
But I didn't know. So when I heard about Sukhdev's case, so he came to us. And now he has become a member of our core team in 2 months' time. It's an extension, the individual transformation and the family members and then now the society members also coming to know about the cases, getting transformed and joining this medical camp of ours.
In fact, the goodness is present in everyone.
Oh, yes.
The attitude to serve. What is required is a good platform, and I feel the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization is a very good platform for giving people the opportunity to take part in service activities.
Oh, yes. These two factors, straight away, the first is this name, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. The moment you speak this name out, something happens to the person who is on the other side. And second, the cause. The moment people realize that there is no self-interest.
Yes, it's absolutely selfless.
Yes. The moment they realize, it takes them some time. Like now, as we are entering a new medical camp on 15th of December, I am very sure it will take them at least 2 or 3 medical camps to realize why this. And the moment they see this, they realize that there is no self-interest involved, they become part of it.
How about the volunteers and doctors who participate, sir? Are they Swami's devotees?
A few of them are and few of them are not. And when you're talking of transformation, I'll tell you one case. In case of a girl named Shanti, I'll narrate in detail, if you allow me.
Yes, please.
Her case. The Shanti is a girl, is 16 years of age, and she came to our camp, and she was continuously weeping.
Mm.
The doctor at the camp saw her. She had wounds on her body where the bones are. So wherever there is a strong bone, she had wounds on the bone. So doctors said that she is carrying tuberculosis of bones. And the pus was oozing out. Because of the pus oozing out, her clothes were getting stuck to her body. And that was giving her too much of pain.
Mm.
And she was crying profusely. And when we did a lab test, her hemoglobin was found to be 5.5. The doctor said that she is in a very bad shape.
Mm.
Immediately she requires hospitalization. So very next day we took her to the camp, got her admitted. You see how Bhagwan works, how he plans everything which he has to happen. I was in the office when a Sevadal called up and said, the doctor has asked for 2 units of A positive packed cell to be given to Shanti to raise her hemoglobin.
Mm.
By the time we had put her on Sai protein and Vibronex also, because Sai protein is very helpful in bringing up the hemoglobin levels of a person. So we started on with Sai protein diet and Vibronex also. And this A positive blood group packed cell, 2 units were asked for. And when we checked up in Gurgaon, in a few of the blood banks there, they said everywhere it was costing around some 3,500 rupees for a unit. So around 7,000 rupees for 2 units. I was in my office when a thought came to me that I know somebody long back who was a Rotarian. So I called him up. I said, are you still a Rotarian? And he said, yes. So I said, you have a Rotary blank, a blood bank in Delhi. So can you have this A positive packed cell at a discounted price from that Rotary blood bank of yours? And he said, yes. And he in turn led me to one Mr. Dilip Grover, who was the Gurgaon district president of the Rotary Club. He said, because you are based in Gurgaon, so you speak to him and he will definitely help you out. I called up Dilip Grover. This Dilip, I narrated everything about our camp, our seva activity and how I found Shanti. And he said, just a minute, he put me on the conference call with a lady in charge of the Rotary Blood Bank at Delhi. So we were three of us now talking on the conference. And then Mr. Dilip told me to narrate the whole story to this lady in charge at Rotary, one Madam Sonu. So I narrated this whole thing. And at the end of the conversation, she said, you are doing for such a cause, so sir, don't worry, you come in the evening, you just take a letter from Mr. Dilip in Gurgaon, bring a letter from him, and we are going to give both the units free of cost. We are not going to charge you anything.
Hmm.
So that is how the transformation to Dilip Grover, to Madam Sonu, yes, to the Rotary Blood Bank, and we went in the evening, we got 2 units packed cell free of cost. And when third day, again when we went to the physician, now he is a very prominent physician to whom we were consulting. And when we took Shanti there, after her hemoglobin's level rose to 9.3, 9.4 the third day, the physician examined her and he said it is a case of resistant tuberculosis. Some 9 months of medication, persistent medication is required, but it is curable. She will be all right. And as this process was going on, he asked us from where we have found her. We told about the medical camp, Satya Sai Seva organization. And then he asked us, have you paid my consultation at the reception? So we said, yes, because that is the first thing. You enter a hospital, pay the consultation at the reception, then they permit you to see the doctor. We said, yes. Then and there, he picked up the phone, called up the reception, and said, this Shanti ki case mein jo, the consultation which you have received, please return it.
Okay.
So while we were in his chamber, our consultation fee also came back there. So he refused. And then he instructed us, any such case, please feel free to come to me.
Mm.
And just don't wait. Just enter my chamber. So any physician case now, we go straight to him. So that very moment itself, this transformation happened to the doctor and he called up the reception and returned the consultation to us. One more thing, very beautiful, when this doctor prescribed us that she will require 1 streptomycin injection every second day.
Mm-hmm.
And 90 such injections are to be given. 90. So it was, we were looking for 6 months time, 180 days. And as we were there at the hospital talking to each other, like from where to, should we get in touch with some chemist store which is close to the slum area so that she can go to that chemist store and that chemist store wala can put an injection to her, how she will come all the way to the hospital every second day. And as we were talking, we see a medical attendant coming out from a lab, wearing a medical attendant type of dress, and wishing this girl Shanti. So as they were talking to each other, we asked Shanti, how do you know this attendant?
Hmm.
This attendant said, I stay in the same slum where Shanti is staying.
Okay.
So I am just learning this trade in this hospital. So what all you have learned? And the first thing she said, I have learned how to put an injection. So that was what exactly we were looking for. And we asked her, will you do this for her? She said, why not? So the injections every second day, that medical attendant practitioner started putting to Shanti, who was staying very, very close to her apartment.
Yes.
In that same slum area.
Wonderful. As I said, when we do good work, Swami's unseen hands are always there.
Oh, yes.
So now, can you share with us the other seva activities in which you are involved, other than these medical camps?
See, other than this medical camp, yes. Actually, we have a blind school in Gurgaon. We are around 30 adult males study there. And they come there for 2-year period, where they learn braille, they learn chair weaving, cot weaving, they learn music, and these as computers also. So there, we are supporting education of the faculty members who are working there. Like there is a music teacher who is complete blind. He has 2 healthy children. He has a son and a daughter. So their education right from KG we are supporting. Now they are in standard 2 and standard 3.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, one more guy who goes to door-to-door donation, he has 2 healthy daughters. So their education, so in all in blind school, 6 of the children, we are supporting their education. So as a part of our SEVA activity.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to continue for long. And also we organize beauty parlor training classes for senior secondary girls school of government school, the girls who are of weaker section. So we identify them with the help of their principal and do a course of 6 months with them and train them on beauty parlor aspect. And when winter approaches, that blanket distribution, we have been doing it for last so many years now.
Mm-hmm.
We venture out late in the night, as Swami says, to find the yogya patra. We leave around 11:30, 11:45 in the night and then venture around and find people. And I don't think if ever we have wasted a single blanket. Like we have found people without any protection in the winter of north and temperatures of 1 degree, 1.5 degree, 2 degrees in the night. And many, many a times they carry so profound a message. I remember this year, January, 6 of them close to the Gurgaon railway station. They were lying in open skies.
Mm.
And they were wearing a shawl. And as we woke them up, gave them each a blanket, there were 6 of them. So one of them just got up and he sat there and he said, he was addressing us and he said, "Ki, I have already told them, see, whatever Bhagwan has given, be happy with it. Now see, we were happy with the shawl, so now God has sent blankets." So I was literally, I was stuck, like, see, you can't ask for a more adverse condition in which he was, like open skies, 1.5 degree temperature in the middle of the night, and no complaints to God. In fact, he was appreciating that because we were happy, we were satisfied with the shawl, so Bhagwan has sent a blanket.
Thankful to God, grateful to God.
Yes, yes, that was such a profound message for even all of us.
The contentment is there.
Oh, yes. And such adverse conditions. You can't ask for worse in open skies in the winter of north without any protection.
No, sir, so much service activities you are involved in. And professionally also you will be very busy. Still you are taking out time and are making these service activities happen. So can you share with us what is the inspiration for you? Of course it's Bhagwan. So what are your perspectives and views on seva?
See, seva, Raghu, I feel the moment you ready yourself for seva, this is my belief, as you ready yourself for seva, any seva, the divine love starts flowing through you. You immediately become an instrument in his hand without you knowing it. The moment you ready yourself for a seva activity, the divine love starts channelizing through you. And by the time you realize, after a certain period of time which elapses, you see that you yourself have transformed. And meanwhile, the grasp of Bhagwan becomes so strong in this period that you have no choice but to surrender. You are not left with any choice. You continue doing seva for a period of time and there is no going back. He never leaves you. And then you realize and sit back and look back and realize that He has chosen you as an instrument. He has picked you as an instrument. And then again, the moment you realize, this realization comes that he has chosen you as an instrument, the responsibility becomes more on you to keep yourself worthy of, so that he keeps using you as his instrument. And that inspires you always to keep doing that good work which is going. Because it is for your own development also. It is transforming you as an individual also. Yes. And in the process, you become a better person. Yes,
that is the main thing. As Swami has always said, that when we serve others, we are actually serving ourselves.
Oh, yes. Very right.
So, sir, today's conversation, it won't be complete if you won't say how you came to Swami. What was your journey?
Oh, yes.
Please briefly tell us your journey to Bhagwan's fold.
Yes, yes, yes. It all started for us in 1973. We were in Bhopal then. And my father had gone to a place in Haryana. And Swami had gone to North India that time, 73. So my father had Swami's darshan in Kurukshetra. And as he narrates, something very unusual, very miraculous thing he observed there. And which probably rose the curiosity within him. He came back to Bhopal and inquired about Bhagwan and came to Puttaparthi in year 73. And then my next year, one of my elder sister came to summer course at Whitefield in the year 74. And then my turn came in the year 75. As an 8-year-old, I came on Swami's 50th birthday.
Okay.
So, and Swami gave a birthday darshan from a helicopter then.
Yes.
In the year 1975. And that was how I came into Swami's fold. And that was my first darshan in 1975. And while I still remember, we were staying, if you have seen that tree, when you take a right from Yajur Mandir, where that Nagar Sangeetan way comes, you take a right and on the corner, on the bend, there is a tree.
Yes, correct.
So under that tree, we used to live. We used to have all our luggage there. And as Swami used to leave that old Mandir and come to Poonchandra, we all children used to rush to the Poonchandra to have his darshan. And even during that morning darshan, when he was giving birthday darshan from helicopter, Swami dropped his handkerchief. And there was a mad rush to the terrace of Vespashanti to grab that handkerchief of Swami.
In fact, Swami's 50th birthday video, we have got it. And
Oh, very nice.
Okay, so after that, you went back and...
I regularly go for seva activities in Bhopal before I migrated to Gurgaon in the year 92. So, all the time in Bhopal, Bhopal had two samitis. One was a BHL samiti and one was a main Bhopal samiti. So, we were in BHL. So, on behalf of BHL samiti, we used to go to seva activities very often.
Okay, sir. So, thank you for sharing with us today, mainly about the medical camp which is happening in Gurgaon every first and third Sunday of every month.
Every month, yes.
And many other case studies and the divine interventions that you have seen.
Yes.
In the beneficiaries.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Raghu, for calling. Thank you so much.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Dear listeners, once again, Sai Ram and greetings to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, the time right now in our studio is 12:30 PM and it's a fine afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. You are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. Bring you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. So today in the segment Service Love in Action, in the second half of the segment, you heard a conversation that I had recorded a couple of days back with Mr. Naveen Sharma from Gurgaon. And he spoke to us about the medical camp in which he is involved and it's happening every first and third Sunday of every month. And he spoke to us about many of the divine interventions or the unseen hands of Bhagwan during their medical camp. Many cases in which patients are healed due to Bhagwan's grace. And in the first half of today's segment, dear listeners, you heard the virtual exploration in which we are taking. In fact, it started from last week where in which was the introduction given by Brother Jai Ganesh about the telemedicine, the frontier of the medicine field in Bhagwan's super speciality hospital. So today, in this virtual exploration, you heard to Mr. Ramakant Mishra, who is the in charge of the telemedicine center in Bhubaneswar, Orissa, and also you heard to Dr. Anusuya Das, and they spoke to us about their involvement in the telemedicine center at Bhubaneswar, Orissa. And after them, I played to you conversation with a few of the beneficiaries of this telemedicine. In fact, these patients have got a new lease of life because of this telemedicine, which is organized by the Sri Sathya Sai Super Speciality Hospital. And so today we had the virtual exploration of the telemedicine at Bhubaneswar, Orissa. And in fact, there is one more telemedicine center at West Bengal, Barakpur, and that is for next week, next Thursday. So stay tuned, and it's time for me to sign off. So placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai signing off. And after me, you will be joined by Prem and Arvind, who will be hosting the next segment of today's Thursday Live, that is Afternoon Satsang. So I'll leave you by playing a beautiful Sai Bhajan. Jai Sai Ram.
Kamala Nayana.
Yeah.